and you want to press it. After the Shemaya, I had a thought about Avelus Avena Mitzarim and Avelus Tisha B'Av that I think is an important idea that's nogea the halacha, and also I think connected to Avodas Hayom. The way I'm going to look at it is be medayik in a few things in Shulchan Aruch. So if you have the handouts in front of you, it might be helpful. Let's talk about a little bit about the 3 weeks, and then talk about the 9 days and being medayik in the Lishonos and the Rishonim. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Beis, the Ramah introduces what we know as Ashkenazim as the 3 weeks. He says, "V'noagim lahachmir she'enos in biyudzayin b'tamus ve'elef ad tachar tishabav." The Mechaber has the idea already from Kadmonim that one doesn't make a shechtiyonim during the 3 weeks. And the Ramah says, our minig is also to be machmir not to get married during the 3 weeks. By the way, Chacham Avadia Zatzal said that applies to Ashkenazim. He said that Sfaradim should get married in 3 weeks. He said the holes are cheaper now, that they should get married in the 3 weeks. He said that's only for Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim have that chumrah. Okay. I want to be medayik in the Lashon of the Ramah, as Chacham Avadia himself would be happy that we would point out that the Ramah says noagim. He doesn't say osur. He says it's a minhag. Similarly, we have this Lashon minhag in regards to another machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and this is in regards to Shluish HaChalbol versus the 9 days. So we're going to see that Ashkenazim are more machmer than Sfaradim, both in regards to the 9 days and the 3 weeks. Sfaradim, the custom was just not to make a shechiyonim. For Ashkenazim, it began also with weddings, which many of us extend to music as well. Those are the minhagim of the 3 weeks. And also we have Shuvah Shechalbol versus the 9 days. Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Gimel. We have the famous Mechaber. Shuvah Shechalbol Tisha B'Av. Asurim L'Saper L'Chabes. It's prohibited to launder. Rafilu Ein Rotz L'Lav Sho Ata L'Nicha Achar Tisha B'Av. You can't wear new clothing and you can't wash clothing. That's Aser. That's Lashon Mechaber. Aser. Zotei L'Girama. Again, va'anu noagim lahachmir b'chozem tchis rosh chodesh ad afar tainis. Our custom is to be machmir, anu noagim. To sort of emphasize this lashon of anu noagim, I'll tell you a story that my father often repeats, made a big impression on me when I was a child. And that is the chasidus spread through Europe like wildfire. And of course, one of the strongholds of the Misnagdim was in Vilna. One of the things that Hasidim did different in following Nusuf Sfard was that they would, following Sfard, is that they would say Hallel on the night of Pesach. Now, ironically, the Gros Talmidim held the Gros held of it. But the in Europe, the Ashkenazi custom was not to say Hallel in Shul on the night of Pesach. The Hasidim went. Were mispashet all over. In Vilna, they had a Murano minion of Chassidim. Hidden Chassidim. Hidden Chassidim. So it was the night of Pesach, and they had this hidden minion, and the leader of the Misnagdim barged in when they were in the middle of Hallel. And he had a Shulchan Aruch in hand, and he banged on the beam, and he said, Shteidin Ramah, on the way Noyegin came, on the way Noyegin came. Banged on the beam of the Ramah, says, it's not our custom, how can you? So the leader of the Hasidim there went over to him, and he said to him, how do you know when the Ramah was writing for Anu Ein Noyegin came, the Ramah was banging on his desk, and he was screaming, Anu Ein Noyegin came. Maybe when the Ramah wrote it, he said, Anu Ein Noyegin came. Very, very profound story. How you say Anu Ein Noyegin came is very, very, very profound. Namzor Lin Yanin. The Ramah says, Anu Ein Noyegin came. Anu Noyegin lahachmir b'chozem tchis rosh chodesh. What is behind this minhag? This minhag that we have taken, that Klal Yisrael has taken as minhag. What exactly is the minhag? And what is the development from the halacha to the minhag? And I want to heighten the question. If you take in the Tshuvas Marashtam in Simen Mem, the Marashtam points out that you will never find a case where you have a minhag that's against a Beferish Gemara, where the Gemara paskins. When the Gemara says Hilchasa, when the Gemara paskins, then we can never go against that. And here's my tzarachim love. Take a look at the Gemara in Tainus on Chavtes on the base. The Gemara has three different shitas of the Tanoim, how the Avelus is supposed to be. There's one shita that says, Noeg Avel Mirosh Chodesh Ada Tainus Tim Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds from the 9 days. Rebbe Yehuda Omer Kodesh Kalach Kodesh Kulu Aser. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Omer Ein Oser El Oser Shabbos Bilvad. And the Gemara paskins Halachas for Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Gemara paskins like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. And Rabbi then says Tarvayu Lekula. You take a look at that Gemara. What the Mechaber is doing, Ashkenaz, the Sfaradim have the simple halacha, straightforward halacha. By the way, generally that's the way it works. The style of Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch was to take the robe of the Shittos. And in this case, though, it's fine. The Rambam wants to be Choshesh for a Das Yachid. But here the Gemara says, V'ilchasa, Talach is Shluish Echalbo. So how in the world could we have Minhagim that are against that? That's the Tzarachim Gadol for today. Two more Tzarachims. One's a very basic Tzarachim, and the other is more of a technical tzarachim, which is going to be the answer to that tzarachim is going to open up the yisodos of the avelos of Beit HaMitzar. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Taimis, Perakei Avach Avav, Mishi Kanes Av Nematim B'Simcha. He says when Av comes in, we're Mayit B'Simcha. Now this yisod of Mayit B'Simcha doesn't only apply to Av. This yisod of Mayit B'Simcha also we have in Hilchos Taimis. If chasvah chalila we daven for rain and there is no rain, so then in such case the Gemara says mematim b'simcha. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Rambam Hilchos Taimis Perek Gimel Halacha Ches describes what mematim b'simcha is. He says mematim b'maso matam, we're mamayit in the amount of business we do, ubebinyan shel simcha, and we're mamayit on our building of simcha. Yet the Rambam doesn't describe at all what mematim b'simcha is when it comes to Av. So that's Sarachia number two. Sarachia number one is how could Ashkenazim have a different meaning than Pesach and Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara. Number two is, why is it that in Tainus we describe mematim b'simcha and not when it comes to Mishnah Chazal? Sarachia number three is a technical Sarachium, but we're going to see the answer to this Sarachium is going to have a Yisod Gadol for the Avelos of Beit HaMitzar and the 9 days. The Tur writes that the halacha is that you're not allowed to buy or fix halim during Shavuot Shechalba. He says, "Asur l'sakim b'shabbos shechal tishba b'yos b'sof." And he quotes Yerushalmi. This is in number 8. Yerushalmi says that not only did people not make new halim, but women refrained from sewing and making garments all 9 days. That's the tour. Kasser Rabbeinu, do I dinami chelim chadosh vasasai mishav shechal teshu babi yisbisov? They're seen of Yerushalmi. Nishi de nehigi de lo mishti imri migu de ayel av min haga. He says, and we find a similar thing in the Yerushalmi. Ask the Beis Yosef, what's the raya from the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi was talking about a minhag that women did from Mishenichnas Av. And the Torah says it's Asur and Shavua Shechalbo. Wait a second. If we're talking about the Isur of Shavua Shechalbo, then why do you bring a raya to me from Mishenichnas Av Mimatim B'Simcha? Where that's what women did? And the Beis Yosef's answer is as follows. If you take a look at number 13, The Beis Yosef in the Od Yei Shlomar says the following Yisod. He says, "Hadika Amar Birushalmi Min Haga, Hayu Lomar Shu Minik Kasher, Avol Eina Osim Min Adin Elo Osim Shabbos Bilvad." The halachas of the 9 days are only a din of Misha Nichnas Avimatim B'Simcha, and the Torah is saying that if already in the 9 days they didn't sow, certainly it would be aser in Shlush Achalbo because of Dinei Avelus. Dainu, that if already they were knowing this minog already from the 9 days, certainly it's aser in Shlush Achalbo b'Toras Hadin. So we see from the Beis Yosef is as follows. And here I want to be a little dramatic. You know what happened in the Yerushalmi? This is Talmud Yerushalmi. This is here in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not talking about what takes place in Borough Park and in Teaneck. What took place in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman HaChorban. What took place in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman HaChorban, is as the days of Tisha B'Av became closer, our holy grandmothers couldn't bring themselves to sow. When Av came, the despondency, the pain, was so powerful, they couldn't bring themselves to make something nice for their grandchild. That was Misha Nichnas Av Mat B'Simcha. Rav Soloveitchik points out the answer to Tzarchi number 2, of why Misha Nichnas Av says Mat B'Simcha, and it doesn't have halachos, is because the halachos are not what leads the avelus of Bein HaMitzarim. What leads in the avelus of Bein HaMitzarim is the hargosha. It's the feeling, the sense of loss, the sense that I shouldn't be involved in inyonim and simcha during this time. If you take a look at the Harei Kedem, Rav Shorkin Shlita quotes this from the Rav Zatzal. That's what Mishenichnas Av Matim B'Simcha means. Mishenichnas Av Matim B'Simcha, the Rambam doesn't give us halachos because it has no halachos. Because it all starts with the hargasha. And that's the pshat of our minog, us Ashkenazim, that's the pshat of the minogim. The minogim starting with the hargasha of our great-great-great-great-great-grandmothers. In other words, throughout Yerushalayim, there was a sense, this deep sense of Avelus, and from there, what emerged is there was a sense in communities that these things we don't do. We couldn't bring ourselves in Krakow to get married already from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Once Shiva Asar B'Tammuz came, such a celebration of Simcha like a wedding, they couldn't do. And that's the answer to the question on how could we have minhagim that are against the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about dinei avelus that become part of an extension of Tisha B'Av itself. Tisha B'Av has yisuri avelus, and the Gemara says, wait a second, we already see that there are nehugi avelus that started beforehand. Kibbutz is a nehug of avelus, it's akin in some level to Shiva. That was Shvu'a Shechalbo. Says the Ramah, the Ramah says, not b'toras dinei avelus. He says, we have a minhag that starts with the minhag that the Beis Yosef points out. Now the Beis Yosef says, if there was already a minhag of matan b'simcha, certainly during Shlush HaChalbo it's going to be also b'dinei avelus. How do you work out that Kal v'chomer? You can put it on the side right now. But that's exactly what the Beis Yosef is saying. By the way, just a gishmak thing. In the Yerushalayim Mo'adel, Mayriv Rabbi Rav Nemensal was asked, Ma kavan mishnichas amatim simcha? So Rebbe answers, Nir shekol v'kol minei simcha. He refers to all types of simcha. Ve'ein laharvos betilu v'shar tenuvim. Anything that's a tilu v'shar tenuvim. So in the footnotes, I think this is Rav Tzadok, the footnotes. I know for sure, I'm not positive that it's Rav Tzadok, I'm not sure. But I know for sure that Rav Nemensal didn't write the footnotes, because I did some of the footnotes. So the footnotes were given to the divvied out amongst the different Talmidim. And then Sal is very, very low key about whatever you want to do with his Torah, he's not. He doesn't realize how seriously people take his Torah. So the footnotes, you should know the footnotes, Yushalayim and Mardar are not Rav Nevinzal. Most of them are his nephew, the Talmud Chacham. And then different Talmudim wrote footnotes. So one of the Talmudim wrote the footnotes, I'm allowed to disagree. He writes, Amr Pashtus, Yeshom Shmaikim Simcha, Yu Binyam and Tiyah Shal Simcha, Kemoshin Erbet Tur. He says, in Halacha, there's a description of being Tiyah Shal Simcha. So he's a little bit, the Talmud is saying, the Pashtus would be something else. In the black edition of the footnotes over there. So, look, Lania's Daiti, and I think when I told Rav Nevinzal, he smiled. Rav Nevinzal was Meduya, the way he wrote it. It's consistent. Rav Nevinzal didn't want to say it's Yisurin. That's Mishanifas Amad to the Simcha. Nevinzal wanted to emphasize that the Avoda of Bein HaMitzarim and the Avoda of Mishanifas Amad to the Simcha is a person has to make the Cheshbon HaNefesh. He has to make the Cheshbon HaNefesh where his head is, where it's supposed to be, what he's supposed to experience in terms of Simcha and what he's not supposed to experience. So he didn't want to give halachos. He said, it's those things. For one person it's a tiul, for one person that tiul is not a tiul. It all depends, it's subjective. Depends on the individual. Now, Rabbos, let's get to the Machshava. I want to begin the Machshava with asking one very, very basic question about all this. In general, and I'm sure you're going to have this discussion with your inchaburis, with your chevra, the way Torah works, and some people get trapped in this, is that you have halacha, and the halacha generally is supposed to initiate a mindset. The greatest example that I could think of is right now is tefillin, and that is, of course, you have a high school boy that puts on the tefillin, wraps it around his arm, and puts it on his head. But the essence of tefillin, of course, is to be meshabi desalei desamoah. So you can have the raw action of putting on tefillin, but the goal of tefillin that leads to a point that a person is transformed through the tefillin, that transforms his lev and his moach, obviously depends on the quality of his machshava, as Nefesh HaChaim describes very clearly in Shaar Dalet. So you have the raw mechanical mitzvah, and anybody that's familiar with the way halacha works is halacha leads, and it's supposed to inspire the correct way of thinking of life. And that's what halacha does. Of course, the tragedy is when halacha becomes superficial and a person and mechanical and it doesn't transform. But that's a yisod gadol. So one of the things you want to talk to the boys about is what's you're doing all these things, but how much are you thinking about the meaning behind it? And that's a yisod in halacha almost throughout. But here it's not this way. Here, when it comes to Bein HaMitzarim, it's Pumferke. When it comes to Bein HaMitzarim, according to our thesis, it starts with Misha Nichnas Ad in the Simcha. We start with Vinoagin, Vinoagin, Vinoagin. It starts with Hargasha. Halacha doesn't lead. Halacha ends. It culminates with Halacha and Shvish HaTalmud. But it doesn't lead. Why is it that when it comes to Bein HaMitzarim, it's the exact opposite of the way halacha normally works? For example, when it comes to Avelos, the best way to contrast it is the Avelos. When it comes to Avelos, you have Hilchos Avelos, but the Kiyum of Avelos is Belev. That's what Rav Soloveitchik developed in regards in his Yartzeit Shir Avelos. So you have Dine Avelos, but the Kiyum of Avelos is Belev. So you don't, when it comes to an Avel doesn't sit on a chair because he's supposed to. The halacha leads, and then the kiyum follows. But over here, it's the opposite. Here, the hargasha leads, and then the halacha follows. So why is that so? So I think the answer is a beautiful, beautiful yisod. The yisod starts with one of the most important yisodos in Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim, in Shaar Aleph, Perek Dalet, probably his strongest moment, the most. Nevi Shachaim is, I've been zochet from some of the people here, Nevi Shachaim. Nevi Shachaim is an awesome sefer because it's a sefer of philosophy, it's a sefer of theology, it's a sefer of Kabbalah, and it's a sefer of Musar. And how many sfarim are all that wrapped in one? It's mind-boggling. I mean, basically, Tanya is also the same thing. It's mind-boggling. probably the most powerful musar in all of Nefesh HaChaim that I'm aware of, is where the Nefesh HaChaim develops the significance of a human being, and he describes that a human being's heart is the pnimius of the Beis HaMikdash. He says the Beis HaMikdash is the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's universe. It's the meeting point between the Yerushalayim, the Olam HaElyonim, and the Olamos HaTachtonim. Yerushalayim, there's a double Yerushalayim. There's Yerushalayim Shalmala and Yerushalayim Shalmata. And the meeting point of Yerushalayim Shalmala and Yerushalayim Shalmata is the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the two worlds kiss. That's where they become connected. And that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashuas Shechina is in the world. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, that's the chitzonis of the universe. But there's a higher madrega than Yerushalayim Shalmala and Yerushalayim Shalmata. There's a greater meaning point than Yerushalayim Shalmala and Yerushalayim Shalmata. You know what the greater meaning point is? It's the meaning point between Neshama and Guf. Neshama is the highest place, the Nefesh HaChaim writes, closest thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Guf is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu fuses his essence with man. And Yerushalayim is libo shel olam, it's the heart of the world, and it's the meeting point between the maila and the mata. And leva adam, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, is the meeting point between nefesh and guf. Reb Chaim Volozhiner goes further and says that meeting point of the lave is a holier place than the meeting point of the Beis HaMikdash. And then he says, here's his mussar. Gam kozos yechra leiva adam me'am ha-kodesh u'kol v'tavnusa kokochus olamas kulam. Shein ha-pema ha-kodesh v'amigda she'el yom ha-lev shel ha-adam en tziyusa de gufa. And this copy I took out the mussar could be because I was talking to Baal Batim. So now I'm talking to Yeshiva Bachar. I'm going to tell you what he says. I took out what he says. Nefesh HaChaim says, therefore, an aveira that's done in the kodesh ha-kodeshim is not as grave, and he says, what Titus HaRoshim did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is not as grave as an Avera that's a Machshavas Avera, the Libo Shel Adam. Because the most sanctified place is a Jewish heart. That's where Chaim Volozhiner writes. Amazing. Amazing. The holiest place in the world is the meeting point between Shama and Guf, and that's the Jewish heart. What happens when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed? There's a breakdown between Yerushalayim Shalmala and Yerushalayim Shalmata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recedes. That meeting point has been undermined. Klal Yisrael is no longer worthy of it. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Titus HaRasha? Or us. He says, we, Klal Yisrael, are the pnimius of Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the chitzonius expression of whether we have the appropriate meeting point between the nefesh and guf. If that exists within us as a klal, so then in such a case, then there could be a Beis HaMikdash. But if chas v'chalila it doesn't, so then the Beis HaMikdash can no longer exist. What does the Navi say? The Navi says, Lama li roiv zivcheichem. Why do I need all of your karbanos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes that we're doing the outside. We're doing everything appropriately on the outside. We're bringing all the karbanos. Halev eino imo, but our hearts are not with him. In other words, Klal Yisrael's ratzon is not there. The guf is being detached from the neshama, and then the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Beis HaMikdash is ipso facto has to disappear when the lev Klal Yisrael isn't b'mekomo, so then the lev ha'olam can no longer exist. This is all kimat pashup shat the nefesh ha'chaim, the beginning of Shara, his first 5-10 brachim. in Kenyan Advarim, Poshut from the Nevi'im, that the Tikkun for Bein HaMitzarim is where our heart is. Dahainu. Whether our hearts are truly together. Leiv Am Yisrael, Sin Eschinim is the opposite of that. And also the way we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of rote? Or do we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the desire to come close to Him? The moment in which the Avelus of Bein HaMitzarim becomes simply about what's mutter or aser, if your Avelus Bein HaMitzarim is about asking Rav A, Rav B, Rav C about whether you're allowed to do this or allowed to do that, then you've undermined the essence of Avelus Bein HaMitzarim. The essence of Avelus Bein HaMitzarim, both in the direction of the 9 days that expands to the 3 weeks, and the 9 days that lead into the Avelus, the Dine Avelus, are all about starting with the Hargasha. It all started with that Hargasha, Mishnichnas Amantim Simcha, and all of our Minhagim are not Stam Halachos that were learned from the Gemara. The Gemara says, no! The Niyugi Avelus of Tisha B'Av extend up until Shavua Shechalbo in its limited sense. Everything else is part of Mishnichnas Amantim Simcha. What's that? You figure it out! Because only you have the answer to that question. Because the answer starts with where your heart is. Because that's what's missing. The tikkun has to be a tikkun belev. It has to be amorphic. It has to be subjective. And the moment in which we turn Hilchos Bein HaMitzarim into simply what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do, we fall right back into the trap of Lamali Rose of Teicha. It's easier. It's easier to send a carbon to the base of Mindash. It's easier to give 10% to your mind to Tzedakah, 20% to your mind to the base of Mindash, 30% to your mind to the base of Mindash. Have them bring very, very nice carbonos. You find a very from Kohen and have them do it. You send your money to Bnei Brak and Rav Chaim Kanievsky's, that's all, you know, he says some holy cantation and then you're taken care of. That's relatively easy compared to the other avodah. The other avodah is much more complicated. The other avodah gets to our essence. So in general, yes, it's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chachmasa gave us a life that the only way it works is a life of halacha, where halacha is supposed to lead. When it comes to Bein HaMitzarim, Bein HaMitzarim works in the opposite direction. Bein HaMitzarim starts where we say, wait a second, where's my life? Because what's missing is the life. What's missing is the life. And therefore, Mishnechas HaMatim Simcha, the Rambam is not Mefarad. And therefore, all of these things is not about what's us or a mutter to do, that we don't go to weddings. It's because once upon a time, people couldn't bring themselves to go to a wedding. And it means we have to think about that. We have to think about where we are, why they didn't go to a wedding. And it's much, and I must say, it's harder for us than it was. Maybe this is a sign of, you know, ikfasim and mishicha, a sign of eschalta de gula, is that it's taka harder. Because once upon a time in Ashkenaz, there were crusades, Baruch Hashem, many of it we don't experience, or many of it we don't experience because, you know, we're sitting in an air-conditioned room in a beautiful view of Beit Meir, you know, what the people are going through, you know, struggling in Sderot and people who send their children to the front lines, and people who struggle in poverty in Yerushalayim, all of that is so foreign to us. And maybe that's dafka our avoda. And our avoda, because it's that much harder, maybe that itself makes it part of the ikfas of the neshita. But we have to reapproach Bein HaMitzarim. We have to reapproach Bein HaMitzarim and make it, and really here, make it more personal. Because when you have a boy that hasn't yet really, really appreciated that the tefillin shel yatz keneged halev, the tefillin rosh is keneged hamoch, when he puts on the tefillin, he's mekayim mitzvas tefillin. We want to get him to another place. We want to get him to a much deeper place. We want to get it to a place where that it reaches the point that Torah Hashem is b'piv, as pasuk describes in regards to tefillin. But at the same time, he's done the mitzvah. When it comes to Beit HaMitzari, up until Shavuot Shechabo, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a zman of cheshbon of hargashas halev. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyah for the Shemayim to feel that hargashas halev, to feel that longing, to feel that closeness. And Be'ezras Hashem, we should be mekayim what we're supposed to be mekayim in these days. Hopefully that longing, if I could throw in a pitch, hopefully that longing will also create a longing for you to come to Eretz Yisrael. That one day to settle with your family in Eretz Yisrael. But ultimately that longing is also something much deeper than that. And that longing is not just simply to live in Eretz Yisrael, but to feel and hear with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel a sense of Shechina, to feel a sense of closeness with Kudsha Baruch Hu, to be close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal of what Binyan Yerushalayim is all about. Maybe we'll get to see that in our days.